The Denver Broncos trade the 12th pick in the draft and a future first round pick for Dak Prescott. You taking that deal, Todd?
Oh, man, that's tough. That's really tough because it puts us in a much better position than we are now, but we don't have any weapons. I mean, not that I think we have weapons. We just need more.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott is very used to having a tremendous amount of weapons, so I think he needs those to succeed. Ha! I'm going to say, I hate giving us future first. Can we change that? I'm going to say no.
No deal. Would you do it for the 12th pick?
Yeah.
Okay. Henry?
I go no. I mean, you got to pay him. Like, it'd only be $29 million this year, but then you got to negotiate a new deal. And what's that going to cost you? $55 a year?
Yep.
$60 a year?
Yep, sure.
Like, I'm against paying quarterbacks that much money in general. Like, I think it generally is a bad idea unless you have, you know, there's probably like three or four in the league. And Dak Prescott is right there. Like, he might be number five. And if you're willing to pay four of them, like, he's just on the outside looking in. So I can't do it. And I think it also, I've also been burned before with Russell Wilson. And that's the other piece where you trade for him, you give him this big deal, and then you just hope that it wasn't because he had CeeDee Lamb and Ezekiel Elliott and Tony Pollard. And he had Jason Witten there for a second, right? Witten was there at the beginning. Amari Cooper was there at the beginning. Gallup has been like their third, fourth receiver. You could just go and go and go. Cedric Wilson is another guy who is there. There's one other big one. It doesn't matter. The point is O-line. The entire O-line. Like, it's ridiculous. And so taking him out of that system, putting him with the Broncos where we've seen just about every quarterback take a step backwards, whether it's Russell Wilson or Teddy Bridgewater or Case Keenum, or I mean, you guys know the list. It seems like you're asking for a lot of trouble.
Yeah, and the biggest thing that does scare me about doing this is exactly what you said, Henry. You just got burned by Russell Wilson. But just because Russell Wilson didn't work out doesn't mean that Dak Prescott is not going to work out. And I think Dak Prescott is a Sean Payton type of quarterback. I think he would excel in Sean Payton's system. In fact, he'd probably do even better in Sean Payton's system than he has done. And he has been great with the Cowboys. Dak Prescott ranks fourth all-time in completion percentage and is fifth all-time in passer rating. In his career, he has been great. Has he got a Super Bowl? No. But that's why the Cowboys are maybe letting him go on this final year of the deal right now. This is not like a no-brainer for me. But the way I view this is, do you think the Broncos could get or would get the caliber of quarterback play that Dak Prescott brings to the table with either the 12th pick this year or whatever the first round pick is next year?
I would venture to say no.
Yep.
I think he's a talented quarterback, and he does a lot of things right. Can't win in the postseason.
Yeah.
But in the regular season, he's pretty dang good. And I don't know if anybody's coming out these next 2 years that it's just gonna be able to be that good that fast.
I agree. And so that's what it boils down to me. Even if you take a parlay of you can pick someone at 12 and you get someone next year, you're probably coming up short of a Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott obviously isn't Patrick Mahomes. He's not a Super Bowl winning quarterback, but that's why you'd have the opportunity to get him. So I'd say yes. And it hurts because you also are paying him $60 million a year, and you're probably signing up for that before he even plays a single snap with you this year, just like Russell Wilson. But because Russ didn't work, doesn't mean that a similar situation wouldn't work out. And that is the case that our friend Bronco Aggie 24 made on our DNVR Broncos mailbag, which we're talking about right now. He thinks that the Broncos should do it. And what if Dak does take that next step in Sean Payton's offense? Just what type of quarterback is he then? You mentioned how he's maybe like the fifth best quarterback in the NFL. I could see Sean making him a top four quarterback.
Just not with the talent. Like, I just don't think you're getting better out of him. Like, you just don't have enough around him compared to what you have with the Cowboys. Like, even if you coach him better and put him in better situations with the play calling, like, you're not, I don't think you're, his peak is plenty high. Like, he's all, if you just, you want him for what he's already done. Like, mm-hmm. if he can keep doing that, that's enough. And even within the playoffs, he himself has played well. You know, 280 yards a game, 91 passer rating, completed 65% of his passes, 14 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. It's not great, but you have to remember, like, the competition level is higher. You're not, it's a lot tougher to do, like, the 4-1 touchdown interception ratio when you're playing good teams. Like, he hasn't necessarily been the issue in the playoffs, I think.
I think he has.
You do?
I think, when they go down, whether it's in the regular season or the playoffs, I think it's primarily his fault. I think they can win without it being him leading the charge. But if they lose, I really think it is him losing the game.
Okay. Okay, that's fair. So he's a good quarterback, but he's just not good enough to be given all that money to. Otherwise, you're sacrificed. Like, the roster isn't going to get any better if you go get Dak Prescott.
Just to counter that, though, because I do see your point, but mm-hmm. the Cowboys did pay him a massive contract, mm-hmm. but I think made him the highest-paid exactly. quarterback, and then he still had this success.
But, I mean, not in the postseason, though.
Right.
Like you can win a bunch of regular season games because you're going to have the better quarterback, but they haven't really come close to a championship.
Good thing the Broncos didn't write John Elway off when he didn't win a championship, it's but true. Was a great quarterback for the first, 13, 14 years yep. of his career. Good thing they didn't just write him off because he had never won a Super mm-hmm. Bowl.
That's a good thing that quarterbacks didn't cost back then what they do today.
Well, John was getting a lot for the era. Mm-hmm.
For the era. But that's the thing is still, I mean, he was underneath that 12.5% of the salary cap cutoff. Fair. Because just about every quarterback was. And so, like, there was still plenty of money to go around. I'd imagine you pay Dak, I mean, what, probably 60 a year in a $240 million cap? That's 25%.
Yeah, double.
Like, you just can't win.
It's fair.
You just can't win big games with that.
But we're getting to that era where you have to do that. I mean,
yeah.
Is he better than Kirk Cousins?
He is. I'd rather give him the money than Kirk Cousins.
Well, Kirk just got what he got.
Yeah. So I wouldn't Dak give Kirk that either.
But like, Dak has to get more now.
Right.
He does.
Can't get less.
Yep. Exactly.
So
that's why I'll let the Cowboys deal with that.
That's fair. That's fair. All right, question. Let's put a final 303 on this to hit some other questions here. And let's start the clock. Kyler chimes in, and he thinks that it would be foolish for the Broncos to trade down in the draft and then draft a quarterback. I agree with him.
I don't think it's foolish if you're trading back mm-hmm. 3 or 4 picks and you can really kind of see the lay of the landscape. If the Vikings do jump us, if the Raiders do try to make a push and we really can trade back a couple spots for somebody and nobody else is looking for a quarterback,
yeah.
I think we have time after us if we do trade back, especially if our guys like Michael Penix or Spencer Rattler. Anybody that's like not going to be or still going to be there, we know mm-hmm. he's still going to be there, you know, 5 or 6 picks later. I think it's a realistic option.
Yeah. If you want Michael Penix Jr., like, and you can trade down to go get him, that's just a good thing. Like, you get more assets from that. It's foolish if it doesn't work.
Yeah.
If you trade down and then you don't get him, then yeah, then it's foolish.
We're talking about the most important position in all of sports. Yeah. You can't gamble with that. You're not just playing with fire. You're playing in a house that is on fire that if you don't get out is going to collapse on you and you're going to crash and burn and die. Like, that's how dire this situation is when it's a quarterback position.
You gotta imagine,
can't do that.
In the burning house situation, you have to imagine there's a briefcase filled with $1 million in the basement. You're going to go grab it or not? Because if you go down there and you grab it and you get the $1 million too, then you're feeling pretty good about yourself.
Yeah, but right now in this situation, just the candle is on fire in the kitchen. The house isn't burning.
Oh, you got plenty of time to go down. Get the...
Exactly.
Oh, you're trying to put the house out.
And you walk down, get the money, and then leave. If you wait, then that fire's only going to get bigger.
So you guys
aren't doing it. I'm doing it, or I'm not trading back to get a quarterback. I think it's too risky. I think if your guys are 12, you take him, even if he might be like the 20th. Technically the 20th pick.
You gotta, like, if you think that you can do it, and you just have to be right. Like, that's the thing, you have to be right. Like, if you get it wrong, then yes, incredibly foolish. That's terrible. But you have to get it right. And if you're sure that you're going to get right, if you have good enough intel that nobody else in that next 5 picks or whatever is gonna be taking Penix, you gotta go do it.
Yeah, I think you gotta think about it because
just don't take the gamble.
If the Raiders jump us, you got the Saints.
True.
Derek Carr's in a massive deal. I don't know if they're signing anybody. Colts have their quarterback. Seahawks, are they getting rid of Geno Smith and they just paid him? And then you got Jacksonville, you got Cincy, and you got, and I think I would probably stay above them. I know Jacksonville and Cincy aren't looking for quarterbacks.
Yep.
So I think potentially we can get to 18 and gain some capital? I don't know.
What if another team jumps? I'm too worried about it. I'm too worried about it. And let's get out of here on this final comment coming in from our Vada. Luke says, I'd love your thoughts on this. The only way we could compete for a Lombardi this year is with Tom Brady. The only way we can recreate the Texans model is by retaining our draft capital for next season.
It's not a bad idea. I mean, it's not a quick fix. We can get a quarterback now, but it's still going to take time to build. So whether you want to take the mindset of get the quarterback now and then continue to build over time, or you just, you know, kind of hoard everything and get as much capital and get as much money and stockpile to where you can build the team that you want, mm-hmm. I think it's both good ideas because the situation that we're in now is not a quick fix. It's going to take time.
I agree with you about the Tom Brady part. I disagree with you. I think the Broncos can recreate the Texans model this year. The Broncos won 8 games last year with a quarterback that the head coach and play caller and offensive coordinator did not like. If they get a quarterback that's close to C.J. Stroud, which is not easy to do, but if they get a quarterback that's close to C.J. Stroud, they can win 2 more games than last year. I know they've kind of hurt the team around them, but they could win 2 more games. Todd, you don't agree with me, but I think they can win 2 more games, and then you have more cap space to build the team just like the Texans are doing next year.
Yeah, the Texans also killed the draft with C.J. Stroud, yep. Tank Dell, and Will Anderson. Like,
it's true.
It killed the draft.
That's true.
I think it takes more than just that one quarterback piece.
It's fair. It's fair.
Yeah, I mean, I guess my opinion last week was realistically, the best way to do that is you sit out. You plan to do this next year. Next year, you go get your quarterback, you get the other rookies, like, and that's when you take this big jump. But the other half of that is that I don't think the Texans are as good as everybody says they are. Yeah, I know you think it's crazy, but like, we talked about this on the podcast a little when you're gone. Like, they won 10 games. There's just this alternate universe where, you know, they have that game against the Broncos in December. Uh-huh. Broncos are down 5 points in the fourth quarter. Yep. They have 2 drives to go down there and score.
Yep.
The Broncos win that game. The Texans don't go to the playoffs. Okay. And that means they don't win the playoff game. I'm not saying they're a bad team, but they aren't. They aren't like a clear cut, like, oh, yeah, they're going to go get 12 wins this year. Like, we're not talking about the Peyton Manning year or a clear cut number 2, number 3. Like, how surprised are we really going to be if the Bills finish in front of them, the Bengals finish in front of them, and you wind up looking at them as like, yeah, they're another, like, a fun wild card, I guess, somebody in the division. The Jags would have to pass them. Like, they're good, but like Zach said, like, 10 wins last year, 2 more this year. I don't think it's likely by any means, but I mean, it's possible.
I think you're underestimating the team as a whole. They have corners, they have outside linebackers, they just got Stephon Diggs, they have, yes, Joe Mixon.
Stephon. But yeah, like, I'm
on top of what they already have, and a rookie quarterback that's only going to get better with time.
But the Broncos, yeah, the Broncos aren't trying to be.
Then got Danielle Hunter.
But the difference is,
the Broncos
is
in 1 year.
Exactly. Like, we're trying to, can they be last year's Texans before they get to go add Stephon? Like,
oh no.
I mean, still probably not. I'll give you that. But I mean, if you hit on rookie quarterback, I mean, yeah, there's a path to 10 wins. It's not likely, but you could do it. Like, it's one of the things. You roll the dice, see what happens.
I think if anyone can hit on a rookie quarterback and make them successful as a rookie, it is Sean Payton. So we'll see. That's the mailbag. Leave us a comment over at thednvr.com on this mailbag post for your questions to be read next week.